Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's August, a new month, football month for the Hoosiers with Tom Allen. The high school 11s for Misters Bless, Johnson, and True. Had a chance last Friday to watch my grandson, Ethan Gravy, compete in Edgewood's week-long camp. He'll be 10 later this month, but entering his second season as Mustang head man, Caleb True continues to build and plant the growing seeds.
You know, early on from, you know, last year when I took the job over, that was my number one thing, was to build up the program in the community and really trickle that down all the way to the elementary folks. So, you know, the camp numbers were up this past summer. So to see those numbers double, we know that, you know, what we're doing here at Edgewood High School is definitely showing positivity in the community, and our young guys are catching on.
Edgewood, by the way, will be opening at Mitchell maybe on the 19th. We'll have more details on that situation, with the Blue Jackets trying to lay down their all-purpose field and getting ready for the season in a couple of weeks. Reds out of the cellar. How about it? In Miami tonight, looking for three in a row, pregame at 6:10. Reds, by the way, finished July 14-12. Onward and upward. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, open for business, hashtag build, and away we go. That's the theme for the football Hoosiers of Tom Allen at work now through game week, leading to that Friday night opener at Memorial Stadium against Illinois at 8 o'clock. That's the fourth time, by the way, that an Allen-coached club has opened a campaign with a Big Ten opponent. So, you know, last year, put it in the rearview mirror. It's over. This is now the start, hopefully, to a turnaround season.
You do one of two things. You either feel sorry for yourself, or you sit there and do a thorough evaluation of everything that you do, which is what we began in January. Had a chance to go through that process, make changes, add some new players to our team, add some new staff to our program, and then allow us to get back to work. And that's what we've done.
We'll have plenty, obviously, on Indiana football the rest of this month and on through the fall. Our thought for the day, you know, we never stop working and learning. Apply that to what Indiana wants to accomplish in this turnaround season. Reds are in Miami. They're out of the cellar, looking to, well, add to a little two-game winning streak tonight against the Fish. 6:10, pregame. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.